a letter dated the 15th day of Mar Cheshvan. This is in volume 5, and this is letter number 1239, directed to with the title Moshe Koyin Shayevitz. And the Rebbe writes them peace and blessing. I received pleasantly your letter from Sunday in the portion of Lech Lecha, and also your addition, your contribution to the Merkez Inyan Chinuch and Kahos, and here are the receipts, the Rebbe says. I hope very strongly, I'm very hopeful, that you will be able to notify me good news with regards to the health situation and also your wife's health, for her situation where she lives, and also about your good activities in your community work. And it's known, the saying of the sages, that good is only Torah, which means that the impact is called an impact, it's called an act only, it's called a good act if it brings or at least causes to raising the horn of Torah by himself and by your community, raising the Torah, that's real goodness. And just like the Torah is longer than any measure, so also those activities that are done to raise the Keren HaTorah don't have no limit. As the rabbis say, anybody who adds, they add to him too. So that means the more you add in these activities, the more you're added to. You get more strength and more power and more desire and more want to continue and to increase both your activities, both qualities and quantity-wise. And generally, that's not only in Torah, but all aspects of Kedusha and holiness. Because there is a rule in the side of Kedusha, Mailim b'kodesh v'lo meridim. We always elevate in Kedusha, we go higher, we never do less. And it's known that in many opinions hold that this rule, that you always have to go up, is actually from the Torah, it's Midereisa. And this will also give us a sweetening to the story that I heard from my father, the Rebbe, that his father, when he was 4 or 5 years old, went in on his birthday, which was the 20th day of Mar Cheshvan, to his grandfather, Tzemach Tzedek, to receive a blessing for his birthday. And it was the weekly portion, was the portion of Ayera. So when he went in, he started to cry, and the Tzemach Tzedek asked him, why are you crying? He says, because in this portion, it's related that Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu, and he wants that he should also be able to see Hashem. He desires to see Hashem, and that's why he's crying. And the Tzemach Tzedek responded to him that a Yid who is a complete tzaddik to the age of 99 years knows that he should circumcise. He deserves that Hashem should appear to him. I'm blessing you, proper health for you and for your wife.